Yes, thanks, Mr. Chair. So, maybe a bit beyond the ITC decarbonization strategy, there is also this WP5 task force on e-mobility, which has started its activity. I think it was in WP29 that this task force was introduced. So the idea is WP5, so the Working Party on Trends in Economics, which is meeting once a year in September, wanted to work also with our colleagues from the energy, Sustainable Energy Division of UNECE on really integrating both the transport and the energy sides of e-mobility and the interactions between the vehicle, the recharging infrastructure, and the grid, the power grid. So they decided to work together on establishing some kind of joint task force, which is hosted then under this WP5. Maybe I can share my screen. So in the last session of WP5 in September, maybe I'll move. Sorry, Mike.
Of course.
Hope you can see that. I make it a bit bigger. So basically, before the summer, WP5 shared with the interested parties. So the first meeting of this task force took place in May. I think some of you participated to that. Following that, there was a survey. So there was a long list of potential activities. Following that, there was a survey to see the opinions of the stakeholders on which activities we want to prioritize for the next 2 years. And this is the four priorities which have been identified by WP5. So Cluster B3, development of harmonized norms and standards for smart charging solution, including bidirectional charging by assessing associated infrastructure and vehicle needs, as well as defining how to best manage charging loads to support energy system transformation. Cluster C, I'll let you read that. Cluster D, I think for us, maybe it's Cluster B3 and Cluster D, which are more relevant for our activities. So Cluster D provides a platform to map and promote convergence of existing de facto protocols into de jure standards. So that's what we discussed with the ACE and ISO, enabling the long-term interoperability and seamless upgrading of EV charging systems across borders. And the Cluster E on location efficiency. So maybe under this Cluster B3, I think one of the first activities would be to look at this topic of this recharging power curve, which was tackled as well in the workshop in May, GRPE, almost simultaneously in the May first session of the e-mobility task force. Some stakeholders also raised the issue that there was a need to harmonize the way this was measured and communicated to the vehicle owners. When you recharge your EV, what kind of average power do you get, or recharging time can you hope to get if the recharging station side would be unlimited, let's say, but more from the vehicle side. So the idea is to really start an activity before the end of the year, have a first meeting, and the ambition is, as I said last week in the EVE group, is to have a joint activity between EVE and this sub-cluster B3. So it's really identify a group of interested stakeholders and persons to work on this topic jointly with the WP5 task force. And I think EVE would be on this side. So I think the idea is to really start this activity, at least the first meeting, maybe defining a bit the TORs, what do we want to achieve, what do we want to work on before the end of the year. So that's the ambition. And then on Cluster D, I think we would also work maybe a bit longer term, early next year, to try to convene a group of people to start working on this topic as well. But I think that would be the two topics where we could contribute as GRPE and as EVE under this WP5 task force. That's it. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.